I'm Steve Miller reporting. President Donald Trump told stories of American heroism, heartbreak, and tragedy in his emotionally charged first State of the Union address Tuesday. The Associated Press's Jonathan Lemire said that what the president didn't detail were solutions to the crises ahead.
He certainly had the rhetoric of wanting to make a deal, of wanting to work together to move things forward. But until he colors in the policy details, tonight the speech was relatively vague and scant on details. It'll be remain to be seen whether he can get those things done.
Trump's 80-minute speech surveyed familiar territory for a president drawn to drama. Americans are responding to President Trump's State of the Union address. Mike O'Sullivan reports that after 1 year in office, Trump prompted strong reactions in a speech.
A Republican voter in Chicago says Trump offered unifying themes.
Greater economic prosperity for all Americans is one of them. Dealing with, violent gang members is another one.
A first-generation American opposes Trump's plan to limit immigration.
And it goes against everything that I believe about America.
Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Trump administration did not impose new sanctions on Russians named in a congressionally mandated report earlier this week. Now it is defending that action. State Department spokeswoman Heather Nauert explained that current law is already hurting Russian companies. And the State Department clarified that on Tuesday that January 29th was not a deadline to impose sanctions against those named on the blacklist. Be sure to follow Voice of America on social media platforms for videos, stories, pictures, and more. This is VOA News. British Prime Minister Theresa May said Wednesday that the United Kingdom and China agreed on